The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to the Best in Paranormal Radio Wasteland. I'm your host, Chauncey Hallworth, and this is my co-host, Kara Kittrick.
Hello.
Kara, you got some news for us this fine evening.
I sure do. So let's run down the list here. First of all, in Trump-Russia news, which we have to talk about because we made a conspiracy show, and then right after that, a conspiracy started being in the news every day.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, so top reporters working for BuzzFeed released a bombshell story indicating, among other things, that Trump illegally instructed his lawyer, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress about the Trump Tower Moscow project. Immediately after the story came out, the special counsel's office released a cryptic statement saying BuzzFeed's description of specific statements to the special counsel's office and characterization of documents and testimony obtained by this office regarding Michael Cohen's congressional testimony are not accurate. So if nothing else, it's an illustration of the tension of the information age. Is our president a crook? Is our president a puppet? Are we being lied to make us think he is? It's a conspiracy either way. In non-Russian-related news, thank God, the Defense Intelligence Agency revealed this week it had funded research on warp drives and other forms of faster-than-light travel, invisibility technology, and other highly fringe technologies as part of the secret Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program we learned about in December of 2017. A list was published with 38 titles of research programs, including invisibility cloaking, biosensors and biomems, anti-gravity for aerospace application, traversable wormholes, stargates, and negative energy, and more. I actually have the list right in front of me. It's the list of titles is available online. Moving to India, a newborn baby was found buried alive in an occult ritual. The one-month-old was discovered when locals heard cries from a nearby pit and informed the Jalalabad police, or Jalalabad, rather. Indian names, I'm so white. I don't know. Anyway, apparently the newborn was sick, and an occultist advised the father to bury the child alive to prevent the spread of sickness to other family members. The occultist, the father, and several other family members were arrested. The baby lived. It was fine. And finally, anarchists are speaking out against the government shutdown, saying that it is, quote, quite the opposite of anarchy. We are living with a state that has suspended its social functions while maintaining its oppressive institutions full time. This quote from IPA, an organizer with the Indigenous Anarchist Federation. So to wildly and irresponsibly extrapolate from these four stories, we're living in a dystopian nightmare. Either our president is compromised or our government is being run by a massively powerful conspiracy of unelected bureaucrats, or both. Our government probably has invisible spy planes and diabolical infant-killing witches lurk around every corner. Back to you, Chauncey.
All right. You know, before this happened, you were telling me that it was a rough week. You know, but, a rough week for the paranormal, but the conspiracy, man, is definitely there this week.
Oh, yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's booming.
I mean, it's there every week, but I love the Defense Intelligence Agency thing. I love that the story came out, and I freaking love this list of titles.
They are
great. I highly advise you to check them out. I advise all our listeners to check them out, because we don't know what any of this stuff is.
Right.
We just have the titles.
and the titles are, well, frankly, I would find it to be ridiculous if we weren't looking into these things.
Yeah, like I mean, that makes sense, but it's still...
Something like half of our budget is going towards military spending.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if we're not looking towards invisibility and faster-than-light travel, you know, really, where's all this money going? You know? Seriously.
I mean, I doubt that's the biggest portion of the... I think research is a pretty small portion of the...
Really,
of that
it's
budget,
just stockpiling?
But,
it's just a massive amount of stockpiling?
Well, kind of. I mean, I feel like a lot of that money is kind of economic stimulus in a form that's more palatable. Like, you know, we're going to make sure everyone has this district... in this district has jobs because we're going to pay for all these tanks, but, like, we don't really need the tanks for anything.
Right. Yeah.
I think a lot of the military spending is basically, like, social programs in disguise.
Yeah, or just funneling money to bigwigs like Halliburton.
Specific districts.
Like
yeah, exactly. So I would imagine that the larger portion of it is not research, but just kind of...
Right.
Shady stuff.
And then, of course, you know, it's hard, you know, because we kind of came into this saying, like, well, we're not really interested in politics because, for one,
exactly.
our home base station that we're on is KCNR AM 1460 mm-hmm. out of Redding, California. And a big focus of this station is political.
Right.
So when we,
and we didn't want to be.
Right. When we came on here, we were thinking like, oh, well, we'll be something other than politics. But little did we know that you know,
right.
this would... that. You know, this that, Nixon-esque situation would be going on,
exactly.
whether it's true or not. I do have to say, BuzzFeed, really?
Yeah, well, I think that's the reaction a lot of people would have. But the thing most people don't know about BuzzFeed is that all the silly stuff they do is basically to fund their serious journalism, which is some of the best in the world.
Really,
actually.
Yeah. It's just a weird combination.
Yeah, so these guys who broke this particular story, whether it's true or not, are also the ones who informed us that the Trump Tower Moscow thing existed in the first place.
I see.
Which was true. So exact same people. I want to say BuzzFeed was also the Panama Papers.
Mm.
That might be wrong. Don't quote me on that, but... No, they've done a lot of very good journalism over the years, but
and
definitely
then,
when you hear it, it's like five ways our president has betrayed us, and
right,
six
yeah,
wonderful
yeah.
cat videos.
Totally,
you know, it's
yeah.
like, come on.
Yeah, exactly. So another thing that – so SNL, I'm a hardcore SNL fan, as Jared knows, and I'm constantly telling him about it.
Indeed.
SNL came up with a really offensive way to bring up another very good point, and that was that – Mueller, the office of Robert Mueller, responded mm-hmm. to this BuzzFeed article.
Right. Which he rarely does. The office is notoriously
like
twice about everything.
He's done yeah. it like twice.
Right.
And so Colin Jost on the SNL News made it a point of saying, that's like getting a test for sexually transmitted diseases and your doctor coming back and saying that you don't have chlamydia.
Kind of.
And leaving you with the question of, what about all those other diseases that you're not willing to bring up right now? And
right.
that's kind of the case here. It's like they come out for this one and say, well, that one's not true. Well, does that mean all the other ones are true? What does that mean? You know?
Right. It's clear. Well, I think it's sort of clear. It's hard to say anything's clear about this. But, like, I don't think the special counsel statement should be taken as a blanket denial of the entire story.
No, I didn't take it that way either.
But, well, that is how some people are taking it, but it does raise the question, okay, so the story's partly true.
Right.
Great. Which part?
Yeah,
you know?
Right, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, it's really hard, and I feel a lot of people pushing back from, I guess I'll call it the other side, because, you know, I'm not a fan of Trump, as listeners know, but a lot of people do know, are fans of Trump, maybe, who listen to this station
sure.
and listen to conspiracy stuff, you know.
Right.
That
conspiracies are what unite us all.
Right. That the crimes are really sort of hard to wrap our brains around as mm-hmm. being all that bad. Without being a politician and knowing the law and stuff like that, it's hard to understand how bad these crimes are, because they say the crime to me and I'm just all like... Yeah, I kind of figured that. That's
right.
What big business guys do. You know, that doesn't seem so shocking.
Yeah, I think that's pretty common.
All right, I got to cut this off. We're going to break here. We're coming back with Joshua Warren and his new book, Use the Force, A Jedi's Guide to the Law of Attraction, here on Radio Wasteland. Come on back.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Joshua Warren. And we're going to be talking about his new book, Use the Force, A Jedi's Guide to the Law of Attraction. Josh, do we have you there with us?
Yes, indeed, I am. Happy to be here with you.
Awesome. Are you a Joshua or Joshua?
You know, either one is fine with me. Most people call me Joshua, but I'll respond happily to either one.
All right, Joshua it is. I will try to remember. I've had many close friend Joshes in my life, though, so I might fall back.
I was just going to say, like, I can see the law of attraction thing working there, because you got happily twice into, like, the first two sentences.
Right,
so
right.
You must be living a pretty awesome life.
So this is actually something pretty new to me. So, Joshua, let's start out and have you tell us exactly what is the law of attraction.
Well, I think the most logical way of understanding that is to look at what engineers call sympathetic resonance. So what that means is, let's say a man walks into a room that's empty except for two identical pianos. And if he goes up to one piano and bangs a chord, the other piano will instantly play that same chord, even though the man never goes near it. You can also see this demonstrated pretty easily on YouTube if you take something like a tuning fork and you strike it next to another tuning fork of the same key. The second one will ring, and this is really how basic broadcasting works. And what that shows you is that every time that you send a signal out into what you can call reality, it activates a corresponding signal, which is then sent back. And therefore, I wondered many, many years ago if this works in a similar fashion when it comes to human thought. In fact, I've always been intrigued with a study called cymatics, which is based on the work of a German scientist named Ernst Chladni, who is a musician, and he would take sand or salt and sprinkle it over a thin metal plate, and then he would run a violin bow down the side, and all these beautiful patterns that looked like snowflakes would appear in the sand or the salt. And so we can now reproduce that using water, semi-liquid substances like cornstarch and water, and it shows you that vibrations have a way of actually affecting the form of physical matter. This is something we deal with every single day from a technological point of view. And so what I realize is that there are certain specific techniques that you can use to actually consider yourself a part of this sympathetic resonance so that the things that you send out will represent what you experience back, because just like the vibrations are shaping the sand or the water, the vibrations that you're sending out are affecting these physical particles in reality that can shape to this mold you desire.
That's interesting. So at the beginning there, you actually use an interesting parallel that totally, no pun intended, struck a chord with me. You know, I am a failed rock star. You know, I'm grown up, I made kids, and I failed at making music. And one way that we would sort of in our recording studio come up with interesting reverb is we would use piano strings or we would use a banjo, and we would play the we would use a contact speaker or microphone and reverse it and send it back through so that the vibrations would actually vibrate the strings that were in the key with the song and record that and use that to create the reverb. And you know, that's really interesting because I've thought about that a lot and how crazy that is that, you know, life in general is being affected by these things. Like as I speak here, aspects of the table in the room, you know, the room I'm in has to be deadened because of the resonance of the room and so on and so forth. But so when somebody does this, what are they hoping to get back? Because when I came into this, I really didn't know what the law of attraction was. What I was thinking was that it was kind of like, we've had a witch on our show before, and she believed in something called wishcraft, and that was if you basically wish it and want it enough, it may actually happen. You know, but this is sounding like I'm coming into it all wrong.
Well, I think it's important to point out that I have a background as a lab experimenter. I own a laboratory in Asheville, North Carolina. I'm joining you from my winter residence here in Las Vegas, Nevada, where I'm building another lab. My team and I made the cover of a science journal in 2004. I worked for many years in a NASA Hall of Fame lab owned by a man named Charles Yost, working on electrostatics. I've done a lot of work with Tesla coils and sympathetic resonance in the regard of transmitting with transformers and electrostatic devices like Van de Graaff machines and Wimshurst machines. So I come at this from a much more results-oriented point of view. I know that a lot of books have been written about the so-called law of attraction, and I've read just about all of them, and most of them are fairly worthless. And the reason I say that is that they do basically have a tendency to say, this is just wishful thinking. You stay positive enough and you send out your positive vibes and somehow or other the universe is going to bring you all the riches and happiness that you want. And it's not true. People read that and they get disappointed because they try it out and it doesn't work, or it works for a very short period of time and they don't know why. So they just dismiss the whole thing. And what I found is, again, there is a specific technique, and I'm happy to go over that with you, that actually does work. Because if all you're doing is tossing some kind of a wish out there, then it's almost like tossing a frisbee into a raging thunderstorm and just crossing your fingers that that frisbee is going to go where you want it to go when you have all these other forces to deal with. And so the technique that I found comes from taking what I learned about the physics and the physical aspect of how things happen in the lab and how things happen in real-world situations. Like you said, Chauncey, where any musician knows that, you know, this is a reality. Taking that, applying it to techniques that some people have developed throughout the years, and then experimenting on my own with my own human experience. And what I can tell you first off is that if you want to be able to do this successfully and you want to be able to manifest things, you have to go through a period where you prepare your mind. And this is one of the biggest mistakes that people make. They don't make it past this first step. And you do that by taking a period of time, as much time as you can, preferably a few months, and you have to make an effort to avoid things that make you feel bad. I don't care if it's a person, if it's a family member or a friend, or my God, the news. That's the worst thing in the world, is to expose yourself to the news constantly every day.
Or one's radio show co-host, maybe.
Sorry, Chauncey. Jeez.
These things weaken you, and you can never gain control of your own mind as long as you are stuck within this evolutionary cycle of fear, because the reason that the news is so successful at making money is that they tap into that fight or flight instinct that we have. We, as creatures, have evolved to want to know what we're supposed to be afraid of so we can avoid the danger. It's in our instincts. And so there is an unrealistic exaggeration placed on fear-mongering that we are exposed to every day. And so that's step number one, is to spend a period of time balancing yourself by avoiding anything best you can. I know you might not be able to do it 100%, but do whatever you can to cut yourself away from things that make you feel bad. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, because like so many other people, up until this recent election, I wasn't really involved in the news. I mean, I caught the world as it went by, and I was interested, but I was not glued to my screen. And once this came out, I watch the news now daily, and my wife and I, we constantly comes up, like, you know, what is this doing to our overall feelings of contentment?
Well, you see, you not only have to sort of understand that you are out of control when you're afraid, that whenever you watch things that make you angry or upset or afraid, or you're subjected to a person who uses a passive-aggressive kind of demeanor in order to try to manipulate you, we all know that misery loves company. Whenever you're in those situations, you're not out of control, and that is the opposite of what you need to be if you are going to use the force. And by the way, you know, I grew up as a child of the 70s and 80s, huge Star Wars fan, and I always had some feeling that there was a parallel between the concept of the Force in Star Wars and what I kept reading about in physics and new scientific discoveries about how consciousness affects matter and all that. And over the years, I've studied a lot of strange phenomena, ghosts, UFOs. I've been on big TV shows, movies with Warner Brothers, talking about using a technology to see if there's a way to manipulate that relationship between matter and energy to describe some of these weird things that people experience in life. But this is so exciting to me because it shows that this is something that can be done more organically as well. And the next step in the process is, if you are successful at avoiding the negative.
Wait, Joshua, let me cut you off there. We're about to come up on our commercial break, and so it seems like next step is a great place to come back in. You're listening to Joshua P. Warren here on Radio Wasteland. We're talking about his new book, Use the Force, A Jedi's Guide to the Law of Attraction, and I'm learning stuff already, so come on back.
She's got it. Yeah, baby, she's got it. Well, I'm your Venus. I'm your fire and your desire. No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Imagine floating on a cloud, relaxing so deeply your body aches dissipate, your stress levels decrease, and you feel a renewed sense of vitality. It's not a daydream, it's reality, and it's right here in Redding at Treasure of the Ancient Dragons. They have the only float therapy pod in Redding.
Experience the benefits of float therapy in Redding's only float therapy pod inside Treasure of the Ancient Dragons.
Treasure of the Ancient Dragons, behind Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, call 605-0770.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about Them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Redding Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Redding Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and we're talking with our guest, Joshua P. Warren, talking about his new book, Use the Force, A Jedi's Guide to the Law of Attraction. And, Joshua, I'm really interested. I'm excited that you're coming from this very scientific, pragmatic angle. You were about to tell us about what you feel the second step is. So the first step was sort of clear out any negativity from the outside that you can. And what's step two?
Yeah, don't expose yourself to things that make you feel bad. And before I move on to the next step, I know there are some people out there who are saying, oh, my gosh, this guy is so naive. What is he talking about? How can I get away from all the bad stuff happening in the world? I just want to point out quickly, a few hundred years ago in this country, we were hanging people for witchcraft and all this kind of superstitious stuff. 150 or so years ago, we had slaves here. 100 years ago, women couldn't even vote. In the 1960s, there were some African Americans that couldn't even vote. Folks, we are actually getting better. I know every single generation looks at what's happening in the world and says the world's going to heck in a handbasket, and there have been some really terrible times, World War II, World War I, but you have to keep this in perspective. The world is actually getting much, much better, and we have incredible medicines. We've got the ability to travel anywhere we want in the world within 24 hours. We have got air conditioning. I mean, we have got a lot of great stuff to be thankful for. So, that said.
I agree. You know, before 1934, you could die from an ingrown toenail.
Well, that's true.
Before
penicillin.
It's
amazing what we've got.
Yeah.
So, the second thing is, in order to get away from negative stuff, and we're still at the part of preparing your brain, you also have to be willing to go through a process, which I help you with in the book, to actually forgive anybody in your life that you harbor negative feelings toward. And the funny thing is, you're not doing that for them. You're doing it for you, because that other person and how you feel about that person exists in your mind. It's a representation of thought in your own mind, and it's actually hurting you more than it is them for you to be holding a grudge or dwelling on something that you have no control over. So you have to go through the process of forgiving people that you feel some pent-up negativity for, and then you also have to forgive yourself for anything that you feel guilty about that is in the past that you can't control anymore, because you're wasting energy on this if you can't control it. So forgiveness is a part of this process of getting yourself away from the bad stuff so that you can start regaining control over what you have to work with inside your mind. After that, the next step is you have to remember, going back to sympathetic resonance, that energy flows where attention goes. So what that means is we know that what we send out there is what we are hoping will activate that which comes back to us. And so if you focus and start thinking as much as possible about the things that you're grateful for in your life, then you will attract more things for which to be grateful. And I know you might say, well, how do I do that? Well, here's the first step, and this is in that process, and this is a very, very important thing. You know, there are a lot of great thinkers like Einstein quoted as saying something along the lines, you can make a big decision in your life. Am I living in a friendly universe or an unfriendly universe? That's a decision that you make. And so every single day when you get up, even if you don't believe it, you have to start saying, I live in a friendly, loving, supportive universe that wants me to be happy and succeed. Now, again, even if you don't believe that, try to imagine it. And what you will start to find is something truly miraculous occurs. If you start pretending, if you want to call it that,
you
actually live in a friendly universe that loves you and wants you to be happy and succeed, then guess what? The universe will start behaving that way toward you.
We call it fake it till you make it around my house.
There you go. And you see, that's important to have reminders like that, so that every day you set the foundation and you start your day with this. You are setting the tone. in your own mind about what your relationship is going to be with the universe, because you want the universe to like you. You want the universe to do good things for you. You can't control necessarily all the other chaos that's happening around you, but you can control what you do in your own life. And so you create that, and one of the easiest things is to just smile. Have you ever noticed how you can change a whole situation if you just walk up to a cashier and just have a big smile? Sometimes they look at you like you're an alien. Like they can't believe you're smiling at them. You know, little things like that. There are all kinds of little tips. Okay, so once you've gotten through that, and by the way, I want to point out that if anybody goes to my website, I have a what I call a free digital good luck charm there that will help you get this in your brain as a daily reminder. I have an e-newsletter you can sign up for free, and you'll instantly get what I consider this free good luck charm, which will help you with that. Is it okay for me to give out my website address?
Absolutely, yeah.
It's just my name. It's just joshuapwarren.com. There's no period after the P at joshuapwarren.com. Okay, so now do you want me to move on to the actual part of using the Force?
Yes, absolutely.
I'd like nothing better.
Yeah, well, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I do find the first part incredibly interesting because I'm personally in the first part. And I think Carrie agrees.
It sounds
with me.
It might be the most important and difficult part, to
right.
be honest.
Because we both generally consider ourselves generally hateful human beings that have a negative outlook on a lot of things. So we have a lot to do
I'm
on those
first
ones.
I'm a little pessimistic.
But yes.
And you know, Carrie, I understand, and I listened to the beginning of the show, and I understand exactly the position that you're in. For many years, I was a prominent guest host, sometimes for weeks at a time, on a big political drive time show in North Carolina. And for 3 hours, you would just fight, you know, every day. And, when you're exposed to that type of situation, you have to think that way, you know, because that's your job. And so I can see why you get caught up in some of what's happening when you work in the media business. But, okay, so now, here is what everybody hears about this thing called affirmations. And I know you said you're a fan of Saturday Night Live, Chauncey, and so am I. I remember Stuart Smalley, you know, he would, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me, right?
I love that. Yeah totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the silliness that most people think of when they think of an affirmation.
Yeah.
People who do not understand how to use an affirmation, they get the impression that all I have to do is say what I want or put a reminder out there for what I want, and then the universe is supposed to give it to me. And that is ridiculous. You know that doesn't work. The problem is, okay, let's say you've got $20 in your pocket. You've got $20 to your name, and you put a little affirmation, a little note out there on your wall or on your bathroom mirror that you're going to look at that says, I am a millionaire. I have $1 million. Well, every single time you look at that, there's going to be a little voice on your shoulder saying, you idiot, you're not a millionaire. What are you doing? Is this ridiculous? Are you out of your mind? And you're actually creating the opposite effect. If you create one of these affirmations that is completely out of whack to where you are, then you are actually going to be counterproductive. Your affirmations only work if you go through a very special little process. I explain this in detail in the book, where you come up with affirmations that feel honest to you, that feel believable to you. So that is to say, maybe having $20 in your pocket is not the worst off you've ever been. Maybe one time you had $100 in your pocket. So you know in the back of your mind that that is a realistic possibility because you've had $100.
Let me cut you off there, Joshua. We're coming up on our next break. But I am totally agreeing with you. You know, these slight tweaks as opposed to jumping right to the winning of the game. You know, you have to start with what you're working with, I'm guessing, is what you're saying. All right, you're listening to Joshua Warren here on Radio Wasteland. We're talking about his book, Use the Force, A Jedi's Guide to the Law of Attraction. Come on back.
Colorful, colorful, fire, a fire, a dragon, fire breathing, purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. What shall we do about them? Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Sunshine came softly through my window today.
All right, time flies when you're having fun. We're here for the last segment of our interview with Joshua Warren, the author of Use the Force, A Jedi's Guide to the Law of Attraction. Joshua, I'm sorry to have cut you off. We were talking about really sort of the step to really get it started, to really influence the world around you.
Yeah, and, you know, when you get to the point where you understand how to create personal realistic affirmations, how to use them, and I go into great detail in the book on how to do this and personalize affirmations that will actually work, well, then the next thing, this is another great opportunity for people to mess up. And the big area where most people actually screw up at the whole end of this process is they don't receive because they're not looking for opportunities to receive what they've asked for. So that is to say, I always ask for this or something better. It reminds me of that story about the guy who lived in a floodplain and his neighbors came by his house and said, we need to get you out of here. Apparently there's probably going to be a flood. And he says, oh, don't worry, the good Lord will save me. And so then the floodwaters come through and there are some workers who drive along and they're shining flashlights and they say, come on, you know, we need to get you out of here. No, don't worry, my good Lord will save me. The waters keep rising. The guy ends up on his roof. Helicopter flies over. No, don't worry, I'm fine. The good Lord will save me. And then the guy drowns. And he gets up there to the pearly gates and says, I don't understand it. I've always been a faithful servant. you know, why didn't God save me? And St. Peter goes, well, let's see, we sent you three neighbors, two rescue workers, and a helicopter. What else did you want us to do for you? And so oftentimes you'll find that people do not actually recognize that they're getting what they asked for because it didn't come in the way they were expecting it. And so there's a whole part of the book on how to help you be aware that what you have asked for is what you are receiving. And I also find that if you're going to ask for money, for example, oftentimes you're better to ask for what you would do with the money instead of the money itself. So let's say your rent costs, I don't know, $1,000 a month. Instead of asking for $1,000, just ask to pay my rent. You know, ask for the physical result. And what you find, and since we're getting on short on time here, is that when you start looking at how realistic all of this may or may not be, well, just since 1996, there have been at least four Nobel Prizes awarded to people who have proven in a laboratory that quantum phenomena actually can occur on the macroscopic level, the same level that you and I are walking around and living in. For example, in 2010 at the University of California of Santa Barbara, they were able to take a metal paddle and create a state in which it was both vibrating and standing still at the same time. That was once thought to be impossible to do at our level, only possible to be done on a quantum level. In 2014, at the University of Waterloo in Ontario, they actually produced for the first time ever multi-party entanglement, meaning they were able to take different points and have them instantaneously interact with each other without traversing the linear physical distance in between, what Einstein called spooky action at a distance. And this kind of thing demonstrates that you actually may be connected to the universe and what's happening around you in ways that you don't even understand, that this weird stuff and amazing, miraculous, almost magical stuff that you read about and hear about in the world of quantum physics can and does actually occur here within our own day-to-day lives. And I really believe that when you read this book, when you go through and you get free resources, and there are plenty of them, if you need help, there are tools out there like wishing machines, and that's a whole other subject that we should probably talk about on another show. I think you'd find wishing machines very interesting because it ties into this. Helps a lot of people all over the world. This, to me, demonstrates that the stuff I'm talking about here works, not only from my own personal experience and not only from the emails that I get from people around the world every day, but what the scientific community itself is telling us about all this.
Yeah. Man, this is really interesting. Unfortunately, we're at the end here, so I got a few things that I want to throw out to you before we lose you. So these sort of ideas and concepts have become much more palatable to me over the years, and I think a lot of people, because of our limited understanding, I mean, when I say our, I don't mean humanity, I mean me, Chauncey, of what string theory is and stuff like that, is this something that is pulled together to, I mean, is there any connection there?
I certainly believe there is, because again and again, I'm reading these science stories, which get buried underneath all of this, you know, political stuff we read all the time. There are these science stories which are constantly reinforcing what some of the successful practitioners of this have been telling us for thousands of years. I mean, if you go back through all the figures in history that we consider great thinkers, great ascended masters, whatever, even if some of them may even be fictional characters, all the ones that we revere today from a philosophical perspective, a religious perspective, all of them essentially told us that there is this great human ability in order to manifest things, call it faith, call it karma, call it for every action, there's an opposite but equal reaction. The problem is that humans have lost the technique because we've become too distracted today by technology, by our cell phones, by our, you know, by, well, by everything. You know, I don't have to go down the list. We're more distracted than ever. And so as long as we are able to readjust ourselves, then we will find that the scientists, the mystics, the philosophers, the great ministers have all been telling us the same thing, and it all fits together harmoniously and beautifully, and it works.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we're close to the end here. Let's take a little time and have you tell our audience where they can find out a little more about you and where they can get their hands on your new book.
Well, thank you for that. You know, there is just a wealth of, I think, mind-boggling stuff that you will be able to enjoy for free if you go to joshuapwarren.com. Because of my years of doing experiments, of investigating strange phenomena, you'll just find a lot of stuff there. The Gallery of the Strange has videos and photos you've probably never seen. My Curiosity Shop has all kinds of unusual things that I've created that you won't find anywhere else in the world. You can learn a lot more about the law of attraction using the force. And if you just want to go straight for the book, though, well, it's on Amazon. And if you just get the Kindle, it's pretty cheap. And I think if you get the paperback, it doesn't cost that much either. So there's really no good excuse not to get out there and check out this book. And as a matter of fact, I'm proud to say that I got an email at Christmas from a lady who said, "Mr. Warren, I am the grandmother of 13 grandkids, and for Christmas I bought every single one of them a copy of Use the Force, A Jedi's Guide to the Law of Attraction." So you can just see by the reviews at Amazon that people are saying this works for them, and I'm very proud of that. So that said, joshuapwarren.com, and Chauncey and Kara, I want to thank you so much for having me on the program, and I look forward to continuing our conversations.
Yeah, we really enjoyed having you. We're going to have to chase you down for these wishing machines. I have no idea what it is, and I'm looking forward to finding out. You've been listening to Joshua P. Warren here on Radio Wasteland. Check him out at joshuapwarren.com and his book, Use the Force, A Jedi's Guide to the Law of Attraction. Look for it on Amazon. Thanks for checking us out.
Got my orange crush. Don't color me. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.